In the wake of mass shootings, many politicians call for new gun laws. But whether or not those laws actually work to reduce gun violence is a different story. After the Aurora Theater shooting in Colorado, lawmakers banned high-capacity magazines. But Guns and America reporter Lee Patterson found that in the 6 years since, few people have ever been sentenced for violating it.
A magazine is a container that feeds ammunition into a gun. Several states have laws restricting magazine size, including Colorado, where magazines that hold more than 15 rounds of ammunition are illegal. But they're still out there.
So we're looking at a couple P-Mags here that were pre-banned. We're also looking at a military-grade 30-round magazine.
This soldier didn't want me to use his name. I met him at Baker Draw, a public shooting area in the grasslands of northern Colorado.
So you have six magazines there, and they all hold more than 15 rounds.
This is correct. I don't agree with the ban, personally.
He says his magazines are legal, acquired before the ban took effect. He's practicing with them today because they're what he uses in the Army. And generally, he says, large-capacity magazines are pretty common among gun owners he knows, for dealing with predators like coyotes.
Whether it be for recreation or that sense of they're carrying exactly something a service member or a policeman would carry.
Because people think it's cool.
It's cool.
Generally, people who are using large-capacity magazines at a shooting range, for example, aren't the ones getting in trouble for having them. State records show that since 2013, only 104 people have been charged with violating the ban. George Brockler is the district attorney for Colorado's 18th Judicial District, an area southeast of Denver. His office has prosecuted about a dozen of these cases.
That's a handful of cases in the tens of thousands of cases that we prosecute over the years.
One of the reasons why the numbers are so low...
I mean, we don't have roving patrols of police officers that are going door to door saying, hey, do you have an extended magazine? The way law enforcement comes across these things is they have reason to contact someone for a different crime.
The most common are drug and weapons offenses, like possession of a firearm by a previous offender.
And in the process of taking that firearm, they come across a magazine that violates the law, and they charge them with that too.
Over the 6 years the ban has been in place, just 11 people, all men, have been sentenced for violating it. Brockler doesn't think the ban has had an impact on crime, and in his role as the district attorney who prosecuted the Aurora Theater shooter, Brockler doesn't think the magazine ban would have made a difference during that incident.
I just don't think you can argue that, man, if we just reduce down the magazine capacity enough, we're going to save lives. I think that is speculative.
In the case of the Aurora shooting, we'll never know if a smaller magazine would have made a difference. The incident ended when the shooter's weapon jammed. And broadly, it's difficult to legislate away mass shootings because they're so rare compared to other types of gun violence. A recent study by the RAND Corporation found no research to suggest that magazine bans reduce outcomes like firearm suicides or officer-involved shootings. Research on mass shootings and violent crime was inconclusive. State Senator Rhonda Field sponsored the magazine ban in 2013.
Tell me what it was like when you heard about the Aurora Theater shooting.
You know, I felt like my world was crumbling.
It happened in her district. And Field's own son had been shot and killed years before.
And so when this happened in my community, it was like reliving the pain that's associated with gun violence all over again.
She says she is surprised by the data that so few people have been prosecuted for violating the ban. But she brings up the large capacity magazines used in Sandy Hook, San Bernardino, and in the shooting of former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, and wonders how many potential mass shootings Colorado's law may have prevented.
The number of people that have been charged in the last or convicted, it's not great. But when you think about the future, I think it's the right thing to be doing is to limit that capacity.
But the future of these bans is in question. Gun rights groups are challenging California's. In Colorado, a lawsuit against the ban has reached the state's Supreme Court. For Guns and America, I'm Lee Patterson.